Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Microsoft Office 365. Over the past few years, Microsoft shops have been moving to the cloud, often to gain access to Office 365, the business productivity suite from Microsoft. And Office 365 has a lot of benefits and some known features, including document sharing and collaboration tools, cloud storage, search, and other forms of enterprise social networking. But as we've noted previously in articles and in podcasts, some of the Office 365 services overlap, and things can get confusing for potential buyers or existing users. Microsoft now offers OneDrive for Business, an enterprise-level content management tool, but it also offers SharePoint and other services in Office 365 that do similar things. So the main question is, why are there so many services? How do they overlap? And how should users think about them? So to answer these questions, I have joining me one of my trusty contributors to the various sites, Scott Robinson, who is a BI and SharePoint expert. And Scott, it's been a while. It's wonderful to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back, Lauren.
It's great. So, and this is a topic that I know we're going to have a great conversation about, and I'm hoping you can help shed some light for listeners.
I would love to.
Yeah. So my first question is, you know, OneDrive for Business has been getting a lot of attention as a content management tool. And it seems to do some of the things that SharePoint does when it comes to content sharing and, you know, exchanging information with users. Is that a fair assessment?
It really is. And it's kind of fascinating to step back and look at the two of them. On the one hand, we've had SharePoint for a while now, and SharePoint in concept is brilliant. It's basically a way to manage your content very precisely and at the same time collaborate in working with that content, putting documents together, editing them as a team, passing content from one person to another for review or approval or whatever. That's one of the main functions of SharePoint, is to help an organization get its arms around the proper and effective handling of content. Then on the other hand, you've got OneDrive for Business, which is, it's a new player here in town, and it basically does exactly the same thing. It's just like OneDrive itself, which is for personal use, but it's, the product is something that you get when you do an Office 365 deployment. You automatically get OneDrive for Business. And OneDrive basically is a 1 terabyte allotment of storage that a company can use for whatever it pleases. And anyone who has access within the company to O365 has access to OneDrive, and basically you can manage your content in exactly the same way you would in SharePoint, where you're putting documents out there, you're creating groups of people to work with them, you can hand off documents for editing by others, for review by others. It's essentially the same thing. So you've got to, you know, ask the question, what's going on here with Microsoft? Why are we reinventing the wheel? Are we creating SharePoint Lite when we do OneDrive for Business? What exactly is going on here? It's definitely, you know, confusing. I think that the reason that they're pushing in this direction is essentially the marketplace has changed a lot in the last 5 years. Everything is mobile first now. Mobile apps are the big thing. And Microsoft Cloud technology has been specifically tooled. And then O365 and SharePoint both have been tooled to look like the new Windows, which is designed with mobility or mobile apps in mind. So I think that simplicity, ease of use, and cell phone interfaces are the future. And now we have these two products, OneDrive and SharePoint, that are designed to go in that direction, and yet they seem redundant, don't they?
They do. They do. So now I'm going to ask you another question. This might be a little tougher, but I think it's important for users to think about. So there are a lot of overlapping services in Office 365. When we think about Yammer and Groups, say, or Yammer and Skype, say, these are overlapping sets of functions. So when you think about SharePoint and OneDrive for Business, do you say to yourself, these two products are kind of going up against one another and kind of in competition with each other?
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. I put the two of them, and basically, under the hood, they're doing the same thing. In fact, they're doing the same thing under the hood more than we all realize, because the traditional back end for these systems is SQL Server. And even though Microsoft doesn't say this out loud, there's some database technology they're using up there in the Azure cloud, and it's not SQL Server anymore. And I don't think we're ever going to know what it is. They have a new technology that's cloud-specific and that cloud-specific technology is never going to be shared down to the on-prem level because on-prem is essentially going away over the next decade. So what's going on here with these two products, basically, is they're the same thing is happening, but they're giving us two different interfaces, and that's where it looks competitive. But that's like looking at two icebergs and just seeing the tops of the icebergs and not the huge chunk underneath. The huge chunk underneath, in this case, is the same chunk of ice. Now, I think that what's going on with this competition that we seem to be seeing is they're trying to cater to different potential users, different customer bases, with what is, for all practical purposes, the same product. There are scenarios where OneDrive for Business is ideal for the enterprise, other scenarios where SharePoint is the way to go.
And we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, let's talk about how these two can kind of, how are they compatible and how can they kind of complement each other?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's important for people when they're reading about OneDrive for Business, especially, who's getting a lot of press right now, to understand that even though this looks like a lot of redundancy and even in sort of a competitive, you know, OneDrive is stealing SharePoint's lunch kind of a scenario, the bottom line is there's an awful lot of compatibility going on here. Office 365 basically is the umbrella under which SharePoint is now situated. And the idea there is to perpetuate what we got with SharePoint 2010, where the Office product suite and SharePoint essentially merged into one thing, where all of the Office products were nested inside of SharePoint. Well, now you've got SharePoint nested among the Office products, and OneDrive essentially nests within both. The idea of that I mentioned earlier, where if you have O365 deployed for your organization, and you've got a tenant that all of your employees can access, and that your business partners also can access, you're basically opening up SharePoint functionality to everyone who is participating in O365 in the enterprise. Now, OneDrive for Business is basically a storage mechanism that's talking to the same thing that you're talking to when you're accessing the SharePoint content management system. You can take OneDrive and embed it in SharePoint. How cool is that? Mm. Now, that's a really important point because that means that you can do the same kind of ad hoc organization that's very useful in a lot of scenarios, both within an organization and with partners from outside the organization, and embed them in SharePoint. So you get all of SharePoint's administrative features and security features, but you have the convenience and the open-endedness of OneDrive. And that's an awfully cool thing.
Right. So now, and you've kind of been alluding to this as we've been going along, let's talk about scenarios where you'd want to choose one over the other. What kinds of use cases make more sense for OneDrive? And what kind of scenarios make sense for SharePoint?
That's a great question because a lot of thought should go into this when an organization is trying to decide what it is they want to leverage. Basically, we now have out there in the world of applications something that we call a domain-driven development. Now, what that means is that solutions, information handling solutions, are architected very specifically around business needs, no longer in a global sense, but in an immediate sense. We now live in the world of the cell phone, where we think of apps as things that are very specific and have very specific functionality. Now, that's increasingly true in the world of business, where we're dashboarding and we're out there in the field and we're gathering data and feeding it back to our company internal systems by way of cell phones and tablets and so on. So what you've got is now a culture out there that's very, very focused on immediacy and applications that are not unwieldy, but extremely focused and extremely simple and easy to use. OneDrive facilitates that. If I'm using OneDrive, then I can create an ad hoc working team to put together a document or discuss a process or to do some chunk of work, and I can get it done efficiently. I can have my group well organized in terms of handling whatever it is we're doing together. I can include business partners from outside the company. I've got all this immediate functionality, and I can keep it all clean and orderly in OneDrive. So that's the kind of situation where I would want to not worry about the rigidity and the hierarchy of SharePoint. I would want something that's lean and mean and easy to use, and that's what OneDrive does for me. On the other hand, I'm very limited in terms of the security model that I can put around OneDrive. I'm very limited in terms of workflow. I can basically turn editing on and off for people. You know, this person can read it, this person can edit it, and those are my only choices. In SharePoint, as you and I have discussed many times, we have very rich workflow where I can bring people in at all levels to be editors, contributors, approvers, reviewers, everyone can have a different function, and the workflow can make it all easy and orderly, and I don't have to think twice about that. I don't have that option in OneDrive. Also, if I'm working in SharePoint, I have the advantage of being able to pull information from different places and putting it all in one place. With OneDrive, I'm basically just uploading and downloading, and I can't tie to other systems. So, in a nutshell, I would want OneDrive for Business if I'm doing ad hoc work that requires me to be efficient in a short-term project. On the other hand, if I need infrastructure, if I need complex workflow, if I need to layer my security very specifically, and if I need multiple roles among my participants, then I would want SharePoint.
And we didn't talk about this, but I thought I would throw this out to you. Given that SharePoint and something like a Power BI can work together very well,
yes,
would you say that's a scenario too? It's more complex where SharePoint really is the way to go. It's not OneDrive.
I absolutely would, because when you're talking Power BI, you're talking different layers of information merged into one pool for the purpose of extracting analytics or dashboard data or something. You can't do that kind of layering in OneDrive. OneDrive is pretty much a business document processing environment, and it's not really built to deal with data from other sources, from foreign databases, for instance, or non-Microsoft systems. So I think you're exactly right. BI needs to stay in SharePoint.
Well, Scott, as always, this has been very informative, and I think will help users kind of think about the scenarios in which they want to use one versus the other. It might clear up some confusion. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And we're hoping we'll have you back again soon. And for more on SharePoint and Office 365, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.